T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very happy to welcome in the head coach of your Oakland Raiders, Jack Del Rio, with Joe, Low, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach Del Rio, thank you for your time this morning. Camp's underway, but how'd your summer treat you?
Everything's good. Good morning, everybody. It was a good, restful time, and now energized, ready to roll. Looking forward to it.
So as you bring the rookies into camp, it's a year with a lot of expectations. You've got your franchise quarterback under contract, beast mode, on the roster as well. What's going to be the opening message to the team when you get them all together later in the week?
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is to recognize, hype or discussions or expectations or preseason ranks or whether or not we're going somewhere else in 3 years or those kinds of things are all it's all noise, and it all has very little to do with who we are and what we're about. I think our focus will be on understanding what our standard is and understanding what the processes are that we must go through to become a really good football team. And so that's going to be the message. Let's get to work.
Coach, I couldn't agree with you more. And Coach, talk about that, just that process. What is the biggest difference from being a position coach, which you had to go through, from a coordinator to a head coach, in keeping everyone together?
Yeah, I think it's when you're a position coach, you're just concentrating on your guys, and it's really, how does it affect my group? When you become a coordinator, you're working with your side of the ball, then it becomes more about just that, how do I take care of my side of the ball? When you're a head coach, it's everybody. It's everything, it's everyone, and it's having everybody really understand that, the things that are really great that you want to accomplish in this league come when people understand what it is to sacrifice for each other, and that there's something greater than yourself out there. And so when you understand that concept of doing what's best for us and doing what's best for the team, and then you're the best individual you can be, doing your role on that team, then you can do great things.
Coach, Gary and Conley and Obi Melifonwu yet to be signed, and with the rookies already reporting, are they starting to get to the point where they're going to fall behind, or is it really not until next week when the heavy work starts getting put in that they'll need to be in place?
Well, the rules and the structure are such that it's not a great concern now in our league. I think these issues will get resolved shortly, and they'll join the team. So, it's one of those situations. Years ago, when Lo and I were out there, those were issues. I mean, those were real issues. Holdouts were could last the whole camp into the season, all that kind of stuff. The structure is in place now. We expect these things to get resolved shortly, and they'll be in getting their work in.
Head coach Jack Del Rio with Joe Low and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. So as it pertains to Gary and Conley and his situation, the organization is confident that he will be in camp sometime in the very near future?
Yeah, really nothing's changed from the way we feel about it. And we understand there's a process underway. And, when they finish that process, we feel confident about the decision we made and the person that we have.
Coach, back in our day, 9-on-7, didn't matter. Every day, in pads. Now the game has changed. And you see everyone talks about the Raiders, and you understand that as the head man. People, what's the perception versus reality? Reality is, hey, the defensive line kind of struggled. Not necessarily was one of the worst teams. Gave up over 60 plays with 20 yards or more. When you're looking at that and you say, everyone was still saying, hey, the Raiders supposed to be in a Super Bowl. How do you let guys and the team and coaches and your staff know perception versus reality, and you're never as good as everyone think you are, and you're never not as bad as everyone think you are?
Yeah, I think the way we look at it, we acknowledge, look, we know we've got a good team. We know we can play with anybody. We know we're good in all three phases. And, the how you rank on last year's stats and how that projects going forward is more for fantasy leagues than it is for what we're doing. So, we're busy at work. We've got a good group of guys. We've added to it. obviously there have been some subtractions like there are every year. There's some additions, some subtractions. You change the team a little bit. But we feel like we've strengthened ourselves coming out of the offseason, and we're excited about getting started. And in all three phases, have a lot of work to do for us to become the kind of team that we are going to become.
One of the new players, obviously, Marshawn Lynch. Do you envision it to be somewhat of a committee at running back, or is he coming in with the idea of he'll be the featured back and maybe looking to get 200-plus carries this year?
Well, you know, we'll see how many carries and what the plan is. You know, for me, we just love having been able to add a guy like Marshawn that has such great passion for our franchise. He's obviously a big physical runner and runs with attitude. And so, you know, we know it can help our power game. But the biggest thing is we added a good player. We're going to, like we do with all our players, we, you know, have him come in, be a good teammate. You know, we'll let him express himself. You know, we'll determine a role based on what we think is best for us as a team, and we'll ask him to embrace that, and then we'll go. And you know, we're not gonna sit here and worry about. I mean, I know it's probably for your listeners important for like fantasy projections and things, but we're just not gonna get into that kind of stuff. But we're certainly glad to have him.
Coach, do you enjoy following Marquette King on social media as much as we do?
You know what? I love that young man. As long as he leaves the flags alone and doesn't throw the flag at the referee and just does his thing on the field, he has a lot of fun off the field with the social media and everything, and I'm all for it.
Coach, you know everybody's a little different. Marquette King, he walks by his own drum. I tell you, we love him. But
he did tell us you gave him a stern talking to after that flag incident.
Yeah. He heard a little bit from me and Coach Seeley.
Oh, no question. No question. Rightfully so. I mean, Jim Moore, he would talk to you and you'd about be shaking in your boots. Another guy, a disciple of Jim Moore, and this guy that I've been around, I think you could attest to this. Pagano, you know, what does he bring? And you feel about, you know, what is he going to help with the defense and just the structure? Kind of what is his role and what are you expecting from him?
Yeah, John's a great addition to the staff. He's a good people person. He's a very, very good communicator. He's got a lot of knowledge. To have John come in and work with us and the defensive staff throughout the offseason was I think, very beneficial. You know, John's an assistant head coach with the defense. What he will do is basically he'll be over the top of the secondary, have an extra set of eyes, being able to provide input to Kenny and I. And, you know, he's just an asset, just a good, strong coach that has a lot of experience. We'll bring ideas to our third down packages in our red zone. But the biggest thing is that he is going to make sure the back end is communicating and functioning properly.
One camp battle that many fans are going to have their eye on is middle linebacker. I know you can't obviously say who the front runner is, but what type of player are you looking at for that critical spot on defense?
Well, look, we've got some young guys that are excited about the opportunity to compete there. You know, I think that we'll just let them compete and let it work itself out. You know, we drafted a young man, Markell. And we got a couple guys returning like Corey James, and so you know, look, we'll just let them compete. We'll see where it goes. I feel like when I look at us as a football team, you know, I think we've strengthened ourselves and really fortified ourselves in many, many positions, and maybe haven't been able to go get that, you know, early round pick at that position yet, or that obvious stud from another team in terms of a veteran or anything, but we've got some young guys that can run, and they're determined to learn and to apply themselves, and we're going to let them compete, and we're going to grow there. And that's you know, you got a couple ways to address it. You can draft high, you can get a free agent high and pay a lot of money, or you can develop a guy. And right now we're looking to develop a guy, and we'll you know continue to monitor what's out there as well. But that's how we're going to address it as we sit here today.
Coach Del Rio, how's everything going with Carl Joseph? The rookie battled some injuries last season, but how's he looking right now in terms of health and his expected role for the upcoming year?
Yeah, I mean, we drafted him. We think he's a dynamic football player, an impact kind of player. And you know, he had a little bit of a knee that he had to work through last year. You know, when we came out, we knew that he was going to be take a little bit of time to get back to full strength. I think as he went through the last year, got some experience, got to play a little bit, did some good things, did some things he'll do better, take that experience, had a really strong offseason, you know, really good communicating, really good in working hard. And I just feel like he's poised to have a real big year. So, you know, again, it's all set there, and now we're just going to go out there and compete.
Coach, you've played for some great teams. You coached some great teams. You've been around this league, and you know everyone talks about how it's a quarterback-driven league. Your trigger man is signed, and now the clock starts. And you know every year there's free agents, and people are going to be trying to pluck your guys. How do you deal with that? How do you know understand that football goes in fads? And once you're hot, and then it's going to be years where you're down. Is that window now? Guys understand how just the dynamics of the game, and how do you keep them, you know, focused on the task at hand?
Well, there's no question. We're really, really pleased to have Derek signed, and know that we've got the premium position or the premier position signed up, and we have a real capable guy there, great leader, great young man, talented, tough, you know, all the things you're looking for. So we're super happy to have that done, and also getting a guy like, you know, Gabe Jackson done. You know, having Gabe done and know that we've fortified that front line, you know, that's going to protect Derek and open holes for Marshawn. You know, those are important things. So, you know, for us, I know for Derek, he's a young player, but we want to attack each year, you know, like you don't know that you have, you know, 15 more. We don't want to wait till we're,
sure.
You know, Tom Brady's going to turn 40 here soon. And, you know, he's racked up a lot of titles along the way. So, you know, for us, you know, for Derek, we just want to go get that first one. And, you know, the biggest thing is just to improve as a football team, be ready to go compete, you know, embrace our standards, embrace our processes, and let's go to work. And that's, you know, when you have that position and you know you can check that box, that's a great place to start.
Oakland Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we know you're a busy man. Thank you very much for your time this morning. We greatly appreciate it. Best of luck in camp, and hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, well, we'll do it when you guys get up here. You know, it'll be, you guys will be up here soon. We got the rookies that are going this week, and then we'll have the veterans reporting on Friday. So looking forward to seeing you guys up here.
Sounds great, Coach. Thank you very much again. Good luck this week.
All right, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.